From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. president will visit Hiroshima without apology. President Barack Obama says he'll visit Hiroshima, Japan late this month, becoming the first U.S. leader to go to that city where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb in 1945 during World War II. For seven decades, American presidents have avoided visiting the city in Nagasaki, where a second A-bomb was dropped 3 days later, apparently to avoid the impression that such a visit would be seen as an apology for the devastation the weapons caused. The White House says the president would visit Hiroshima with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe toward the end of a May 21st to 28th trip to Vietnam and Japan. And Obama advisor Ben Rhodes ruled out the possibility that Obama would apologize for the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The U.S. Defense Department sent a Navy warship to carry out a freedom of navigation operation in the disputed South China Sea Tuesday, drawing heavy criticism from the Chinese government. The USS William P. Lawrence sailed within 12 nautical miles of Chinese-occupied Fiery Cross Reef to challenge excessive maritime claims of some claimants in the South China Sea, according to a spokesman for the U.S. Defense Department. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang told a daily news briefing that the ship entered Chinese waters illegally. China has built a 10,000-foot runway and other military facilities on the disputed island. Beijing rejects the operations and claims that the disputes have been exaggerated, leveled by the United States. China claims the majority of the $5 trillion in shipborne trade that passes. This is VOA News. Turkish officials say a car bomb killed three people and wounded 45 others in the mainly Kurdish city of Diyarbakir. The explosion struck a police vehicle transporting seven suspected militants of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party for medical treatment, accompanied by nine police officers. The seven PKK suspects were detained for allegedly seizing a factory in Diyarbakir, the governor's office said in a statement without providing any other information. The three victims were seriously wounded in the attack and later died in a hospital, the statement said. It was not immediately clear if the dead included any of the PKK suspects or police officers. 12 police officers and 33 civilians were wounded in the attack. The United Nations human rights chief has urged Turkey to allow investigators to probe allegations of violations committed by Turkish security forces. Ziyad Ra'ad el-Hussein said he has received reports of unarmed civilians being deliberately shot by snipers or from military vehicles in the course of security operations in southeastern Turkey. Those operations focused on mainly Kurdish towns where militants and youth linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party are active. Here is UN spokesperson Rupert Colville.
While Turkey has a duty to protect its population from acts of violence, it is essential that the authorities respect human rights at all times while undertaking security or counterterrorism operations. And international law prohibiting torture, extrajudicial killings, disproportionate use of lethal force and arbitrary detention must be observed.
Most disturbing of all, Colville said, were reports quoting witnesses and relatives in the Turkish town of Cizre, which suggest that more than 100 people were burned to death as they sheltered in three different basements that had been surrounded by security forces. He described the reports as extremely serious. The world powers who are working to promote a resolution in Syria's civil war plan to resume talks next week in Vienna with UN-led indirect peace negotiations between Syria's government and opposition representatives expected to follow some days later. That according to Secretary of State John Kerry speaking at the U.S. Embassy in London. Myanmar and the United States appear to agree to disagree on what to call the Southeast Asian nation's beleaguered Muslim minority that Washington and most of the world know as Rohingya. Many Buddhists inside Myanmar prefer to call them Bengalis, arguing that the 1 million or so members of the minority are mostly illegal immigrants and not a native ethnic group. In fact, the families of many Rohingya have lived in Myanmar for generations. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.